Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would you acknowledge and enjoy? That's disgusting. I don't know if I should do this.
What's this?
Were you aware of the babes walking
around?
No,
I didn't. I just thought they were super friendly at that age. At nine.
You're nine. Yeah. You're nine. It's not that big a deal unless you're overdeveloped. You know,
it's Mike O'Mara, the overdeveloped 9-year-old.
Yeah, I was seven, and my mom, my dear, elderly mother, and going into the theater and selecting Falling Down with Michael Douglas, where he goes off the deep end, you know, going into that store, the military surplus store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! They use this stuff. It was. Oh my God! I was so embarrassed.
Do you feel the qualm?
No, I'm just having a day.
Maddie, give something you love and respect about Mike to the team. We barely hear from
you.
Come on,
now
let's hear.
Not
let's
from
hear.
Her.
She's got this.
No, Mike's always been. I mean, Mike has freaked out on me the least amount of anybody here, which I've always appreciated.
That's very nice, man.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I had a legendary rant before this show. And it comes down to RESPECT. I am feeling today, I'm not necessarily going to go into the weeds with it. I am feeling so disrespected today that it's not even funny. And I think that everybody.
Not just by us.
No, not by you, but. It just wears me out sometimes. And I think a lot of people go through this. And I think it makes me realize how people get divided and how people on the right and the left get divided. Because there's always somebody you feel is trying to get by on you or trying to disrespect or not giving you your due. And that's how I'm feeling today. Mm. And I don't want to go into the weeds with it, but sometimes for all of you out there who may feel disrespected and may feel like you're not valued and you are taken for granted with capital letters, my heart goes out to you because I really feel that way.
But not everybody, because some people just victimize themselves and they're the worst enemy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not that doesn't go for everybody. Let's not get crazy here. Tony.
I know, but you just...
yes, let's not.
Yeah, there's another one. Anyway, it's just...
Pony's been a good... look, this is going to ruin everything.
Has he been a good egg?
Oh, my God. I've seen more of Pony and those beady little eyes and his dead soul and his shaking hands around 4 p.m. than I have...
You see the picture of Pony on Facebook where they put a... picture of him with his spacesuit on.
You see that?
Somebody posted a picture.
But you seeing more of Pony, this is a good thing.
Well, this is what's great. Pony is it's funny because he's like a hatchling, and if you have any kids or nephews, we've been heating him up in the incubator forever, and he's been like the little beak's been like poked out like in Jurassic Park for that little egg, and he's like growing up a little bit, and then I'm starting to see feathers come out of his egg.
He has been on a bit of a roll on the show as far as being funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
it's great. Just, how does it feel like to be better in life, Pony?
Oh, it's wonderful. I absolutely love it.
Dripping the insincerity dripping off of that. By the way, you could destroy all tapes of what I did before the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no, Mark. It's fine. It's fine.
And it's not all you, Rob.
Thank you.
It's fine.
It's really not. It was that other thing I talked about.
I understand.
About,
We all are a complicated tapestry of many different threads, and I know I'm one of your threads. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all.
If it makes you feel any better, Mike, I felt the same pain as my sister sent a picture of her husband, my brother-in-law, who I care about dearly, on the side of a billboard. And she said,
but he's like a doctor billboard.
Yeah. Doctor billboard, right? Not his own billboard. The hospital put out a billboard and he's on it.
Is he like an extra or is he featured?
He's featured, right?
With his name?
Yes.
Is this out in California?
Yes.
This out in California. They used him because he's so scary handsome.
Or he's talented.
Yeah.
I imagine either work and his.
Is it on Sunset Boulevard,
well?
Like under the new Foo Fighters album billboard? Or?
So they're a bus, the sides of buses and a big billboard.
They're okay.
And a bus boards and a billboard, right? So
right.
One billboard that she took a picture of.
Very sad when I had bus boards in Washington, D.C., when I knew the station was going to change formats.
Oh,
and I'm looking at my
that's
name
tough.
On a bus board and
just
I'm
roll
going,
by.
Driving by.
But the text that went by, she said, finally, one of us is famous, like one of our family members.
What does that mean?
Like, I think she was just being sweet and like, you know, funny.
Was she though? That's like, very pointed for someone who's been in show business as long as you.
I'm F level or maybe D level famous.
Oh, see,
I want to write that back, but I didn't. I just gave it a big heart and said congratulations, and then moped on my way down the hall after receiving that text to the family.
Yeah, but you have a. You have been the recipient of respect and love from your family.
No, from strangers.
For a very long time.
Strangers. More than strangers.
But truly, you know, when I think of trips to, I actually, you know, even when I was talking with you guys before the show, mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the fact that, you know, your trips up to Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
And your trips to Florida.
Yeah.
And that's because that what that tells me is there are family members that are saying, we love having you around.
They've actually, in my younger days, paid my way. Well, actually, they paid my way even to Hawaii when they said, come on, just come on out. We'll take care of everything. Yeah, they actually, you know what? It's good to be me.
That's good.
I
to
have
hear.
To talk in code because I don't want to get in trouble.
All right,
but I have to do
pig Latin. Maybe.
I have to do psychotherapy here.
Okay.
How? And I want an honest answer from both of you.
All right.
How agree? I don't want to use the word egregious. That's too strong a word. How do you think I am overreacting to my situation?
No, and I'll tell you why. If you got hit by one wave today on the ocean. You can be, you know, oh my God, I was hit by a wave. That's surprising, but I'll brush it off. But there's been a lot of erosion on the beach for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get hit.
Including recently.
Yeah. I mean, well, but for many years. And then.
For many years, but there was an effort to, you know, restock the beach with sand.
Right.
And then,
well, you
this
always,
past
it's
year,
almost the, like every year there's more sand, but the sand keeps going away.
Keep going away, and now it's even more of it.
Yeah. I think Mike, it's time to. Are you going to close the beaches?
I think we're going to close the beaches.
I think you got to close the beaches. Yeah.
I don't, Mike, I don't know. It's, but it's.
I don't get any. I,
can,
I don't I can, really.
I can only
I
equate
really
it to having like a smoke show girlfriend, right? You know that those nights that she's like, I'm just going to sleep over at Donna's, that she's probably getting down by some other dude. But you're okay with it.
Like, I don't even know how to handle that expression as far as bleeping.
He's probably expressing the same thing you would see on Cops when the guy is standing outside and the cops are called because she's experienced bad behavior and then she doesn't want him to go to jail.
Right.
Mike, probably a classic
saying that
reference.
I'm taking the crap because I keep coming back. From
right.
Yeah. Hey, look, and I've been there. I'm like, okay. And I know what's going on, but yeah, you know what, man. Like when she does squats, they really pay off. You know, it's one of these things that it really, really
they're
works.
They're both related to each other. Both rant-outs are really
You want the love that you can't have. And then you grow up and you realize that, you know, the chaos that you're looking for is not what you need. You need stability and serenity.
Mm-hmm. You got to close the beaches, Mike.
It's just one of the, you know, and this was before, and I did have my moment with Rob before the show. And and I, without even going into the details with that, I will look at you in the eye on the air as we broadcast here. And I want you to tell me, is there any way that you, Rob Spiewak, can give me what I want? Do not answer, Oscar. I'm not speaking with you. I'm speaking with Rob. I'm speaking with Rob.
Mm.
Is there any way that you can deliver that for me?
Yes. Yes, there
is. You want another bite?
Yes.
Now, why you get? Will you shut up, please?
I thought I was muted.
It's a great board up.
He is aware. What is one of your things you always like to say about yourself? You like to bring joy.
Yes, I do.
And I believe I have expressed to you that in the past, when you do that one particular part of your job, you bring me so much joy.
Great joy. Correct? Yes, this is true.
Mm-hmm. All right. And now you may speak. Remember, we are speaking in code here.
Right.
By the way, the connectivity is really terrible today, too.
You look great, Justin. Sound great, Mike.
Add it to the great day that I'm having.
Look great and sound great.
Yeah. No problem.
Rob is talented at so many things. I kid you not. I don't want to say too many here because I don't want to ruin our feud on air. Our on-air feud.
Yeah, but, by the way, it's just like Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. That's the way we operate. Yeah.
No, when I go really off on Rob, you defend him, and people should be aware of that. You're not. You may have this on-air persona as a nad, but
a bully.
You stand up for him.
Jerk.
And, you know, and it's probably more than I do.
I think that I feel like Rob, throughout his really illustrious career in radio and in podcasting and in radio,
when he starts out like that, do you think this is going to end badly?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mute my mic.
There's been a constant problem because it's just one of the hardest things to do. And it's what you want that you love, Mike.
And just a little. Yeah,
and to set you up for this, that's why I said before the show that we're going to take another course. Rob will still be here. We'll just have to figure out how to do the other thing. And then he can continue doing what he loves, and then there's no friction.
But they can also work in conjunction with each other. It doesn't mean it has to stop.
But if you take that other course, no, I'm not going to let you off the hook.
Mike, if you heard what I said, I
if I'm paying for something that I don't need to pay for, it's going to gnaw at me.
I get that.
I understand.
And it's my job to try to help offset that in one way or another. Maybe we could find a sponsor to cover that, right?
Well, we'll see.
Yes.
We'll see. But I'm not shooting for the moon anymore.
No.
I understand.
But there's no reason why I can't call Crystal Coons and say, look, we've got this great idea. Why don't we do this? Right? Mm.
This is true. But anyway, it's a day of many, many moods. No, it's a day of one mood, just feeling kind of crushingly overwhelmed with just not really feeling
what we're not talking about.
Not feeling the quan.
Yes,
periodically.
I told my wife yesterday. We were at work last night and I said, do you see mis manitos, my little hands? It's a joke. It's a reference to my mom. It's a long story. But my hands were cut up because I was running cable through the ceiling.
Right.
And to get something like perfectly updated. And she's asking me about like when I'm coming home and FaceTime. And I said, do you want to come run this cable? Because I'm happy to do it.
What time did you get home last night?
I got home at 11:45 p.m.
He's a nocturnal worker.
He is.
Yes.
Creatures of the night.
But you're also working early this week, too, with everything going on.
Yeah. But, Mike, you know me. I'm at best when there's so much going on that there's zero time for me and more time for you.
You want to restate that?
I don't know. But anyway, welcome to the show.
Do you feel the quan now? Do you feel the quan?
No, I'm just having a day.
Maddie, give something you love and respect about Mike to the team. We barely hear from you. Come on.
Now
let's hear. Let's hear.
Not from her. No.
Let's hear. She never says anything. Come on.
It's going to be forced.
It's not. She's got this.
No, Mike's always been. I mean, Mike has freaked out on me the least amount of anybody here, which I've always appreciated.
That's very nice, Maddie. Thank you.
Gold medal.
Maddie.
Yes.
Does it hurt your tummy when I rant like that?
No, I think it's fun. I'm entertained.
I love her.
See?
And I know that is gold standard truth right there. She loves it.
She does?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, she loves
Mike,
it.
Really? Have you ever seen the movie Mean Girls?
When I do what I did, with all the F-bombs that I dropped,
she this is like, loves it. He had it coming.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Maddie and I share a trait.
I'm curious.
Yeah, so
how does it make you feel, Pony?
Oh, you know how sometimes like something is so tense that you just like feel it as like a physical pain inside of your chest and stomach? It's kind of like
the polar opposite. Polar opposite.
Yeah. Polar opposite. It's like, you know, it's why Maddie's a good team member.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pony. Appreciate that. God.
What's worse, Pony, when someone on the show freaks out with a lot of F-bombs or when the roads are slick?
You know what? 50-50.
It's a mix.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk. All right. Let's just completely get a palate cleanser right here and move on to what I really wanted to talk about. Eggs.
Right. Eggs.
So in the big box store known as Cost Company.
I've been there.
There is a massive refrigerated case with organic eggs that I buy by the 24-pack.
Yep, two dozen. Right,
there are two dozen that they have. And I will tell you something that I'm beginning. I think that every now and then, suddenly you're cooking these eggs, and I'm looking at these eggs, and I'm going, why does it take so long to cook these eggs? And I think, I smell a rat, even though it's organic. I think these are specially modified chickens of some kind.
Genetically modified?
That genetically modified. Even though they say they're organic, that these chickens poop out eggs that are very... I just find
them
to be...
What about this theory, Mike? These chickens are so hopped up on some sort of chicken goofballs that they lay themselves to death. And then they are served as rotisserie chickens in the back of Costco.
Wouldn't you think that the volume of eggs that are sold...
Right.
At that store would necessitate some sort of hinky farmer behavior.
Ooh, what's the quality control is what you're saying?
Like the
I'm saying they're bland eggs, and they're like if an egg can be like super tough, it's a super tough egg. And I get the impression that they
tough in
something
what way? Because you know,
like the membrane, you know, it's like I'll cook them and cook them and cook them, and there's still this little membrane thing that I haven't cooked yet.
Actually, the egg begins to break down the longer it is, you know, in storage. So if you have a tough egg, it's probably because it's fresh.
What's the name of it? It's not foreskin. It's something else. What is it? What's the
albumin? The albumin?
Is it called albumin?
I think that is that what the. It's certainly not a foreskin.
You mean like there's the yolk and then there's the membrane around the yolk?
The white.
No, I'm talking about
the white. There's something else there. There's like a gooey nastiness.
There's like a clear.
I think it's called the albumin. I will check.
That's what my dad put on my nose when I had that go-kart accident as a child.
Albumin.
I believe. I'm checking right now, but I know this.
I hope he didn't put a foreskin on my nose. That'd be awkward.
And they also taste bland.
Right, Pony?
And when I say bland, there's just not a good flavor. Farm fresh eggs, like from our neighbor next door up in Maine. That's a different egg.
Could you taste the farm fresh?
When you have a fresh egg, you can tell the difference.
Yep, I agree.
There's something to it.
Really?
Yes. I'm sorry. That's
oh, my God.
I have to. And I worry about, you know, I was in a chicken coop one time down on the eastern shore of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty scary when you look at the way they, you know, and Napoleon Dynamite would be another example of what's going on with that. And they can be organic, but they still shove them in those little things.
Albumin is the technical name for the egg white. I misspoke. I knew it was part of the egg. But I know this, that a fresh egg, if you're going to do sunny side up, that is most likely for your yolk to stay intact when you crack it in a pan. Because
you can do over easy or over medium.
Yeah, but
I do over easy.
But I'm saying that the yolk is more likely to break upon entering the pan if the egg is not fresh. However, if you hard boil an egg, older eggs peel easier because there's less membrane to make the shell stick to the egg when you peel it.
So how do you find out? You just check the date on the package?
Or you if you rotate your eggs in and out and you know, what I like to do, you're going to hate me for this. I alternately buy brown eggs and white eggs so I know which ones are the most recently purchased.
That is Alton Brownish.
Mike.
But
You have a text coming your way.
There's part of me that actually finds that almost good.
Mike, you have a text coming your way. The headline is, and this is from Hari, by the way. Thank you for the on-demand support from our wonderful listeners. The ugly secrets behind...
By the way, Hari, he had something recently that was spectacular that contributed to the show or something we watched.
The ugly secrets behind the Costco chicken. An investigator went undercover and brought back disturbing video from a farm growing those famous birds.
So there are these the eating at chickens or the laying chickens or both?
Well, this is from the 6th of February, 2021. Top of mind.
When did this come out? This is a recent.
It's recent.
Yes.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
How effed up is this? I swear to God, I never saw this article.
Like, you know your eggs.
Like a smart
guy.
You
know your eggs.
That's right.
Undercover brought back disturbing video for probably like many of you. I think of Costco as an enlightened company exemplifying capitalism. This is from the New York Times.
Mm.
That's our show's paper of record, Oscar.
Yeah.
Let's see. In terms of pay, a prime example of a business both profitable and humane, unless it turns out you're a chicken. Rotisserie chickens selling for just $4.99 each are Costco hallmark, both delicious and cheap. Well, they're not really that delicious. They're so popular, they have their own Facebook page. And the company sells almost 100 million of them a year.
There's a reason, Mike, that the chickens are in the back of the store. So you got to walk the racetrack to get there.
Wow. They're not organic, I don't think. So, but I'll read up on this and bring this back to the show. Hari, thank you very much. The chickens grow enormous breasts because that's the meat consumers want. So the bird's legs sometimes, the bird's legs sometimes splay or collapse.
Oh, no.
Some topple onto their backs and then can't get up. Others spend so much time on their bellies that they sometimes suffer angry, bloody rashes called ammonia burns.
Yeah. This also happened to Katie Morgan.
Who's Katie Morgan?
She's an adult film star.
She's an adult film enthusiast.
That's nasty. Oh, man.
Thank you for knowing, Oscar.
Gross. Gross that I know
this guy. There's a guy, like an activist, that wants Costco to sign up for a better chicken commitment, an industry promise to work toward slightly better standards for industrial agriculture.
Also an opinion piece. Opinion.
Yeah, right.
But still, if the legs are splayed, that's fact. And I've
in one respect, Costco has shown real leadership. The most barbaric part of the chicken industry is the traditional slaughtering process, which results in some birds being boiled alive. That's horrible.
That's not.
To its credit, Costco has moved toward a far more humane approach called controlled atmosphere.
Oh. What is it?
Hari, thanks for the opening of the show today. Okay. Thanks for cleansing my palate. A listener put me back on track. God bless you. Do not get mad at me. All right.
No.
Which results in some far more human approach is called controlled atmosphere stunning.
Oh.
So that the birds are stunned before being shackled to the conveyor belt that takes them to their deaths. The fact is we're eating animals, okay? That's it. That's horrible.
It's the sound of them being stunned.
That's a stunned?
Yeah. Stunned. But
very stunning. It goes on and on and on. It's the New York Times, so it's it's a long-form article.
Yes.
That's it. But anyway, it's about abusive chickens. And
again, but that doesn't address the eggs, Mike. It's an opinion piece. Doesn't address the eggs.
No, it does not. Many of us aren't quite sure what rights animals should have or how far to take this concern for animal well-being. We're learning as we go, but most are willing to pay a bit more to avoid torturing animals. I'm all for that, by the way.
Mm.
And that's why fast food restaurants make better chicken commitments, and that's why Costco will eventually come around, too.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens with that.
All
I have
right.
no idea about the eggs, though. Yeah. I have no idea whether they're super egg-laying.
I think the problem is, Mike, I think they might be so fresh. And also, you are probably dealing with mass production. You'd have to be at that sort of. But then, it's like if they sell 10,000 eggs, think of 10 grocery stores that sell 1,000 eggs.
Ooh.
It's the same amount of output.
It is the same. It's the same amount of output.
I just think that it's just a bigger spigot for dispensing eggs. I think that's what happened. You've got mass produced eggs that you're getting that are very fresh, and that's probably
your
technology.
I'm going to buy a chicken coop. I'm going to buy a chicken coop down here in this neighborhood, and I'm going to put it in my front lawn.
They'll like that down there.
They will. They
something
will like
decorative
that.
For the season.
Something, there's a problem, and then I'll just fight them for months.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to, but I will text it to you during the show open.
Very good.
And I think you will enjoy it.
Well, the hay bales can be used for the manger when Christmas comes back around.
Like, oh, yeah, you're living nativity?
Yeah.
I will say, when they start giving me a hard time, you're violating my religious rights. There you go. These are not chickens for laying or for roasting. These are chickens for my religious sacrifices.
Yeah. Your live manger.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be used too. Or I can combine both religions. That's fine. But if I'm using that.
Jesus chicken.
What's that religion down in the Caribbean they have? Like, not voodoo, but Santori or something like that.
Santeria. Yes.
Santeria. Thank you, Pony.
God-caring Santeria.
I need some Santeria today.
I did text what I was going to say.
Hold on just a second here.
But I think a live chicken nativity would be wonderful. And then, you know.
I'll send it to her, too.
She'll support you.
Yeah, get that. We have to start the show, and hopefully it'll be better than this opening. My fault.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I want you to tell me what these fellas look like.
Well, the little guy, he was kind of funny looking.
In what way?
I don't know, just funny looking. He wasn't circumcised.
Was he funny looking apart from that?
Yeah.
What about the other fella?
You know, he looked like the Marlboro Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But maybe I'm saying that, you know, because he smoked a lot of Marlboros.
Uh-huh.
Hey, they said they were going to the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, is that useful to you?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Mora?
Yeah?
Officer Olson?
Yeah, righto. Well... So I'm tending bar down there at Eklund and Swedlin's last Tuesday, and this little guy's drinking, and he says, so where can a guy find some action? I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, what kind of action? And he says, woman action. What do I look like? And I says, well, what do I look like? I don't arrange that kind of thing. And he says, but I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, yeah, but this ain't that kind of place.
Uh-huh.
He says, oh, so I get it. So you think I'm some kind of jerk for asking, only you don't use the word jerk.
I understand.
Then he calls me a jerk, says, last guy thought he's a jerk is dead now. So I don't say nothing. He says, what do you think about that? And I says, well, that don't sound like too good a deal for him then.
You got that right.
Yeah. He says, yeah, that guy's dead, and I don't mean of old age. And then he says, geez, I'm going crazy out there at the lake.
White Bear Lake?
Yeah, well, at Eklund and Swedlin, that's closer to Moose Lake, so I made that assumption.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, he's drinking at the bar, so I don't think a whole great deal of it. But then Mrs. Mora, she heard about the homicides down here and thought I should call it in, so I called it in. End of story.
Well, what this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a... little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch, Mr. Mora. You're right. It's probably nothing. But thanks for calling her in.
Sure. Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We got a front coming in.
Yeah, you got that right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Winkleman, Arizona, Gold Vane, Virginia, New Braunfels, Texas, Gladstone, Missouri, Colbert, Washington, Copacabana, Bolivia. You ever find out where that was, Oscar?
I looked it up. It is real.
On the shore of Lake Titicaca.
How dare you?
I've been there.
Thank you. Our show today brought to you by Freshly. Getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage-baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal.
Yep.
So start life freshly. Start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar loves Freshly. freshly. So do we in the O'Mara household. We got some freshlies in there waiting to be consumed right now. Pesto bowl. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now for a limited time and get $40 off your first two orders. Go to freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. Yesterday on the show, we were listening to a tape of a Hooters waitress that was talking about protocols they have in place for Hooters restaurants when a couple comes in. And one of them was, and I remember this for say, just stuck with me.
Yeah, me too.
That you always address the woman first when she comes into Hooters. You give them a compliment. It's just like there's a playbook.
Yeah.
It's a little sexist, but it's funny. And then you only make eye contact with the man at the table when you are taking his order.
And then that's it.
Which is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And then Oscar throws this in right at the end of the discussion yesterday. That when he was a boy, he went to birthday parties at Hooters.
My now,
what age boy were you when you went to?
I actually this stayed with me for the majority of yesterday, so much so that I called my mom and I said, "Hey, is it just me or did our tios and tias have a lot of kids' birthday parties at Hooters?" And she said, "Oh yeah, tus tios le encantan a Hooters, and so your uncles love Hooters, like literally and figuratively."
I love when we have bilingual story hour,
and we're a passionate people, and I imagine the chauvinism hadn't left as we were all FOB, and my uncles were at least, and I looked up the year. It's 1987. Creepshow 2 came out. Not a movie for kids.
No.
But we all went to the movies and watched Creepshow 2, which, by the way, had nudity. And I remember because my tia covered my eyes when the boobies came out.
So 87, how old are you?
I'm at 87. I'm like 9 years old, right?
Oh, my God.
And so but all my cousins were all nine. The girls and boys were there. Like it was a brood of us. It was like
Remember like the numbers we're talking about here when how many children would run into the Hooters? Just out of curiosity,
no less than 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they in your memory banks? Did they set up the Hooters with anything kid friendly? Was there like
the
balloons or anything like
that? And for you men out there that, you know,
orange drink,
live a different life in a different culture.
Yes.
Match the shorts.
My
That's what I was thinking.
This specific Creepshow 2 then Hooters birthday party was for my girl cousin, Adrian. So
in her ninth birthday.
This is her because she's her ninth birthday. And I just remember her, my tia, and then.
So it wasn't her quinceañera?
No, it wasn't quinceañera, but there was plenty of Hooters birthday parties that didn't have like horror movies not meant for kids beforehand. It's just the cultural norms were completely different, and this is what I get.
All right, can I interrupt
you?
Yes, because I remember distinctly going to a grisly horror movie, like one of the real slasher films.
Right. Yes,
and I remember a Hispanic family coming in with as young of probably 3 to 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember noticing it that it was a different type of situation. Is that what we're talking about here or what? I mean,
Adrian love scary movies?
No, the Tale of Two Cities is this, or two countries,
right.
Really. Is when I was hanging out with my white Caucasian friends,
right?
We could never even watch a rated R movie.
Right.
When I was hanging out with my cousins or even my family, it didn't matter the police academy had all this nudity and cursing. if Earl's Video is going to rent it to you, it must be for everybody.
Earl's Video is a great establishment, a great outfit.
So you run that. You remember, you have a memory of the kids packing into the minivan, all heading down to the Hooters.
Minivan? We're in a Toyota pickup truck.
I was going to say.
Stacked in the back of that thing.
I was going to say, I thought it was a Toyota.
Yeah, there's three in the front
and
12 in the back.
You mentioned Tia, like your aunt, your female aunt.
Yes, yes.
Where, so the mother is part of this as well.
She is the leader of the pack.
Vroom, vroom.
Where's the dad?
We met him all at Hooters afterwards. Like, we would go and meet him up there.
Oh, they didn't come to the movies. They were at Hooters.
No, they didn't want to see Creepshow. I'm like, they were two pictures in.
The women would take us to the actual event, and then we'd meet the men at Hooters. Maybe that was the whole plan for them. They're like, hey, just meet us at Hooters afterwards, being in the guise of
people. We have already secured 2 8-tops.
So you met dad. And the other, his Deals. Brothers
yeah. yes.
At the Hooters.
Yes.
Do you have any other memories of this?
I have a hard time picturing your dad at Hooters.
Well, my dad was probably out of town and I was just, okay, you know, so doing just the family rounds. Maybe.
Yeah. Did your mom come along ever?
Yes, she was there, but my mom, the Latin woman isn't as threatened by sexuality, a lot as maybe somebody that comes from a more conservative background.
Would that be why you have their pop culture, some of their television programming very sexy?
Yes, it is. Even if, I mean, there's a longstanding bit on YouTube about how you watch the weather in Latin America compared to the weather here in the States.
By the way, thumbs up to that.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And Mike, remember there was a 3 or 4 month span where at WJFK we watched a Spanish soap opera, but we didn't speak Spanish.
That because it was just so darn.
It was over the top and sexy. Yeah.
Now, yes.
I don't ever really remember being uncomfortable at Hooters because that's all you know, right? Right. It just was festive, and the girls were super nice to us.
Sure.
And my older cousins were like super happy that we were going there. But imagine what should happen at a Chuck E. Cheese or a Farrell's happening in a space where all you see is short shorts and boobs, which is fine if you don't know any better. But looking back at my childhood, I mean, that had to like wired my chips were moved around.
It may have.
It's been a while since I've been. They do have balloons there, don't they? White and orange balloons.
I don't remember much. I don't even remember as much as there was a cake. My Dia would bring a cake from Baskin Robbins to the Hooters.
Oh,
I remember that.
Bring the cake in.
The kid's birthday
but,
cake.
But outside of like chicken wings, and they don't have like, you know, they don't have a real extensive kids menu there.
No.
Well, all the food on the menu is all sort of kids centric anyway.
Well, it is kids
burgers and chicken.
It's idiots that go on and want to look at teas.
Right.
Just go in and eat chicken wings. Yeah,
in the Latin culture, the kids are not the primary. Like the adults order, and if you are hungry, you will eat what they order. And
of course.
Yeah.
So in a Latin family like yours,
you would go into a restaurant
and you would say, Jimmy, what do you want? What do you want? You wouldn't get. They'd order for you. Is that the way it would go if you went to a restaurant?
Yeah. You're not. There's no. Maybe this is why I'm.
You I have no like rights.
I eat like a toddler now, Mike, because this is not what I had as a child. What I had as a child was you better eat this. It's called come callado. You know what come callado is?
What's come callado?
Shut up and eat.
Shut up and eat. That's it. I get it. I understand that. So it's up. But I mean, how many people haven't we all been? With maybe another couple, or you've seen some other families with kids where it's like, Johnny, let me see. We have this Johnny, this Johnny, this, and then Johnny, and then they sit there waiting for the adults to be able to order while little Johnny noodles through whether he wants to get the hot dog or the effing mac and cheese.
Exactly.
That gets frustrating to me. With the you're telling me that in certain cultures it's a different deal.
Didn't have those rights, didn't look at a menu. Just food showed up.
Didn't look at a menu.
But to be fair, he couldn't, he didn't know how to read English.
Would you acknowledge and enjoy? That's disgusting. I don't know if I should do this.
What's this?
Were you aware of the babes walking
around?
No,
I didn't. I just thought they were super friendly at that age. At 9.
You're 9.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal unless you're overdeveloped.
If you're looking back at it.
Like
that was weird, too.
That's really weird.
I'm sure there are 9 or 10 year olds that are going to go boobies or something like that, maybe. You know?
It's Mike O'Mara, the overdeveloped 9-year-old.
Yeah. I was 7. And,
ahead of your time, maybe.
That's right.
I don't know what I'm saying. The concept is so out there to me.
It is.
You have a son. When do you think that's going to click for him?
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I think probably 13, 14, something like that.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes, and then, you know, what they don't realize, you don't realize when you're 13, 14, is this is the driving factor. This will drive you for the rest of your life.
You will make at least a half dozen bad decisions based on what you're feeling right now.
What you're feeling right now. The thing is, though, I would imagine if I'm sitting there having a beer and a whole family with 11 9-year-olds comes in, I'd probably roll my eyes at the fact that this is going on.
I'm Latin, and when I'm at a rated R movie like Get Out or something, and I see a rack of my people and their kids roll through, even if they're quiet, I'm like, that's not the right parenting we're looking out for on a Friday night. Like this is going to terrorize these kids.
Yeah,
I mean, it really. I forgot what the movie was. It was bad. The movie was really like scary, violent for me. And I remember, my God, there's a child in back of me, and the child didn't seem all that fit.
But I think there can also be
you could shelter them too much
violence.
As well.
There can be really awkward moments that are, you know, by mistake. I think I was 15 when the movie The Doors came out, and being a music fan and being raised in a musical family by my mother, she said, we should go see this. And what I didn't realize is that one of the major plot points was going to involve a BJ. And that's not okay to see in a movie theater with your mother. But we weren't expecting it. So maybe sometimes there is a little bit of misinformation that fuels the bad air. Creepshow almost sounds like it could be fun, right? If it's the number one
Blob,
movie in America,
there's so much violence to that. There's like a hitchhiker killed and just stalks them. That seared into my mind. Like that wasn't something I was expecting.
We've made bad decisions. I remember taking my ex-wife to the movies with my mom, my dear, even at that time elderly mother, and going into the theater. And selecting Falling Down with Michael Douglas, where he goes off the deep end. You know, I just want breakfast. And then going into that store where the military surplus store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they use this stuff. It was was so embarrassed for that. But
I think we also keep our parents in a sort of a golden light, and we don't. For example, my mom and her sister went and saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I really had a hard time picturing my mother.
Well,
at
they
that
can
movie.
Go by themselves. It's if you're sitting next to them,
but if you're with them, it's weird.
Right.
It's very
when you're
weird.
When you're sitting next to your mom, and the guy's talking about, hey, you'll go to prison, you're going to get up. You know, that gets a little up.
Yeah,
culturally, though, this all goes back to culture. I never thought twice about it until you have these. I remember my father used to take me to the Bally's Total Fitness. And he would take me not as a son, but as like his gym partner. And I'm like, seven.
So he was working out. He wasn't just like watching people.
He was working out, and he's like, I got my little gym bag. We're going to the locker room. All I see is ding dongs everywhere walking around. Like you just walk a 7-year old into that realm of like just strangeness,
especially
right?
A short 7-year old.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm at eye level the whole time.
No, that holds true for adults too.
Yep.
If you're uncomfortable with that. And there are guys, look, maybe there are guys that spend a lot of time. Professional
but my dad
athletes
would
are
leave,
the exception
He
to
would
that.
Leave the locker room while I'm still getting dressed because he had to get his sets in. You know what I mean?
I know.
So then I'm walking out. I'm looking for my dad in his big gym. And I'm like, oh, I think that's my dad over. So I go over to my little shorts, my socks all the way to my knees. I'm like, what should I do, dad? He goes, and he'd point at me like, ay, en esa máquina. And so he'd be like, there, that machine. So then I'd go and like hit the buttons, and I could barely hit the buttons, and I'd walk or try to run on there. I didn't know what I was doing.
Man. What buttons are you talking about?
On the treadmill.
He would take you to the gym at
He wouldn't teach me how to use the machines. He just felt like he was spending time with me by getting his workout in, and then I'd just mill around the gym trying, and they're like, I guess there's
Father
a lost kid
year.
Around here.
He is. Father of the year. But we're not going to talk about his will today.
No.
Not today.
And by the way, I should add one thing. Once my mom, when we took her to that horrible movie Falling Down, a great movie.
Great film.
But a super hyper-violent movie with a lot of bad language. It was out of her mind by the time we got done with lunch at Hooters. That was A-okay. Everything was fine. Oh, God. Parenting.
She only has a birthday once a year. You wanted to treat her right.
Oh, it was great. Man, can she eat shrimp. Or could she eat shrimp? We got to take a break. TV Reco coming up next right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny, too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl, literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
Thanks, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, welcome back, Pro Flowers.
Yeah!
Let's give them a nice round of applause. Yay! Tis the season. There's no better time to talk about Pro Flowers because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I just got some Pro Flowers delivered for Carla, and you can't believe how beautiful they are. Did you love them, Carla? There you go.
That was fresh, terrific.
Fragrant, and they still look as pretty as the day they got here. Isn't that right, Carla? There you go. Pro Flowers are the thoughtful way to say, I'm thinking of you, or even a nice everyday addition to your own home. For a limited time only, you can save 20% on your next purchase from Pro Flowers by using promo code TMOS at proflowers.com. If you're going to buy flowers, you might as well buy the best and make it easy on yourself and your wallet.
Yes.
Proflowers.com. If you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift for your spouse, mom, or Galentine.
Ooh, Galentine's Day is the 13th, you know.
Is that an invented word that you invented, or is that a real word?
It is from that show that, what is it, Public Rec. And it's where you celebrate lady friends of all relationships, and it's celebrated on the 13th, Galentine's Day, yeah.
Well, you know, your Galentine, your mom, your spouse, check out Pro Flowers for a limited time only. You can save 20% using promo code TMOS at proflowers.com. That's proflowers.com, promo code TMOS. So Carla is online and sees a person post about a television program.
All right.
And I will be honest with you. Initially, I am not excited about this. And I decide to, sit down. And at the very beginning, I'm like, oh, no, what's this going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And within, I would say, 5 to 6 minutes, I delve into this entertainment like I have not delved into anything. It was spectacular.
What was so great about it?
It was because the originality of this performance.
Yeah.
And it is a movie based on a live performance.
All right.
And they recorded multiple shows and then put it together in film form.
So almost like a concert movie, but...
Like a concert movie, very similar to that. The gentleman's name, he is an illusionist known as Derek Del Gaudio or Del Gaudio. And the program, the show, the movie is the same name, is called In and of Itself.
Okay.
And I do not want to, I want to recommend this without any spoilers whatsoever. Because if I do that, you're not going to enjoy it as much.
All right.
I would ask that you give this show a shot. It's on Hulu. He is certainly more than an illusionist. And it is theater. It is magic. It is some mentalist things that are involved here. And I was absolutely riveted. I think it's got to be 90 minutes or something.
It's exactly 90 minutes long. And it's
90 minutes.
It was directed by Frank Oz, the Muppeteer.
Frank Oz. Of Muppet fame.
Yeah. This shocks me, Mike, because you know what? There's a lot of things you like, but I feel if I was to be asked about you, I'd say, you know what Mike doesn't like? Mike doesn't like magic.
Well, I was turned off to magic just because it's usually hack.
Sure.
And then Penn and Teller, who are the greatest magicians and have been working so long in Las Vegas. And I went to that show, and maybe I wasn't in the right mood to see it and listen to Penn's patter because it's just too much patter. But the movie, the film is absolutely like nothing I have ever seen.
And there's no explanation. I've done a deep dive on the guy to find some explanations for his tricks that he does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a narrative involved here. You will never see a show like this. I will say that it involves illusion. It involves mentalism. It involves tremendous emotion, which mm-hmm. is a big surprise.
Huh.
And it's also, and I don't think it's a spoiler alert when I say you're going to be blown away by some celebrity cameos that are in the audience. So
is
this
the guy,
guy,
I got to guess, is this guy Derek Delgado, Gaddio, is he creepy?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No, he's sad,
good.
To be honest with you.
He's really?
He appears sad. That's how I would describe it. He is, I'd never heard of the guy before this. I don't know how hot this was. I get the impression that when this show ran, I think in 2017, 2018 in New York, I think it was the talk of the town. I think it was off Broadway, but a lot of people went to see this show. And if you are looking for something that's just unique, where you kind of, you know, stay with it because you might be a little weirded out at the beginning, but you linger. There's a lot of pausing. There's a lot of, I love that. I love that, by the way, when
people
take their time and they're.
Can he make dogs disappear?
I would like to.
You know, Frankie, it's funny when you bring it up. David Blaine has become more of a punchline now because of some of the weirdness of what he does. But I can remember watching his first television special. I think it was called Street Magic. And it was so unlike anything you'd ever seen. It made you sort of think about magic again in a new way. Does this movie do the same thing?
I will tell you it does. But, you know, and I'll give you one spoiler. You brought up that. Frankie, shut up! I'll give you one spoiler.
All right.
The spoiler is David Blaine is in the audience at one of the shows.
Oh, that's
pretty high praise.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, what's going on in the house?
Maybe the call is coming from inside the house.
Calls coming from inside the house. I'm trying today. I'm really trying today. I'm having a day.
You know what, Mike? You get no respect.
Thank you. No respect, even from the dogs.
That's right.
By the way, and it is just I don't do it anymore because it's boring to talk about dogs. But I will tell you this: getting ready to do the show, came in here, let that at my feet. Both pooches,
both
made their way, slinked in here. I got big Tootsie Roll and little Tootsie Roll right at my feet. But getting back to this guy. I'll be just fascinated. I think, first of all, it's 90 minutes where you can really escape. And you, if I'm wrong about that, please tell me.
All right.
But I don't think I am. And there's somebody out there on Facebook that is one of my friends and one of Carla's that posted this. So credit to you. Carla didn't get your name and I didn't know where it was, but I got the recommendation from Carla. And it is, it's like nothing I've ever seen. That's all I can say.
I'll take a look.
And the show ran for a good long time, and I'm not sure what the guy's up to next.
What network again? I'm so sorry.
Hulu.
I just want to make sure. Hulu.
Hulu.
Okay, I will watch it tonight.
It's really interesting stuff. So check it out. Derek Delgado and the show is in and of itself. I think it's really, really something special. We'll take a break, and we will come back with Old People Tech right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Oscar, it is your father.
Listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There is a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying and the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means, am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No.
Am I your clown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother's being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso.
The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Fire. We all love it. And with Solo Stove, you can enjoy a roaring fire without all the smoke.
Yes.
These are fantastic, fantastic little stoves. They feature stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow, and they burn more efficiently, so you don't get all that smoke, you don't get it on your clothes, and there's still plenty of fire, and it's easy to clean up with very, very ultra-fine ash. Solo Stove is perfect for any size occasion, and they even sell grills, pots, other accessories. How about a hot dog? Al fresco.
Al fresco.
They're easy to light, totally portable. Come with a little carrying case. I love them. Mine's on my patio right now. And Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat that. Go smokeless with Solo Stove and get 25% off your order through February at solostove.com. Plus, an additional $10 off when you use promo code Mike. That's M-I-K-E. It's a new one, so pay attention to it at checkout. That code is M-I-K-E. That's solostove.com for 25% off your order, plus an additional $10 off when you use promo code Mike. And we thank you. Rob was working with his mom.
Yes.
Was it computer work that you were doing?
A little bit. Yeah. Well, what happened is she's been like so many people, she's been teleworking. She works as a scheduler at Loudoun Hospital in the Inova healthcare system. And you know how they got their name, Mike. I know where the money is.
I know where the money is. Inova. There you go. So have you ever had to go in like for a procedure or something? Could she move you up in the list or something?
No, she actually, I believe, she doesn't schedule patients. She schedules doctors, like being on call and stuff.
I thought you said that she scheduled vaccines.
No, but she got her second vaccine. Oh. So she's doing
She's a healthcare worker.
Yeah,
nice.
She is.
So that's like the way that. It works.
But she's, I think she's only going in about one day a week. So she's doing a lot of work at home. And she says, God, my printer is horrible. I said, why? What's the matter with it? She says, well, every time I have to print something, I've got to move my computer and plug it in. I said, you don't have a wireless printer? I said, it's 2021. Go to Costco and treat yourself to a wireless printer. They don't cost very much anymore. Yeah. And so she said, okay, what do you have? I said, I'm rocking an HP. So she goes and gets herself a Hewlett Packard and gets home.
Rocking an HP, and Packard.
It's the little things.
Get me a Packard.
Yeah.
And so she gets home and she plugs it in and installs all the ink and everything. And she says, it doesn't work. I said, well, have you put it on your network? She says, I don't know. I said, have you looked and searched? I don't know. And I said, well, you know what? Robert's got to come over today to change your water bottle anyway. He can get you on your network.
Aww.
And so Robert goes by about once every 2 weeks and does any heavy lifting or anything she needs. Like
That's sweet.
And
that's really nice.
Good kid. Really good kid. Doesn't do shit around my house, but really helps her out.
Well, okay.
But anyway, he gets her online, and that's very cool. And then she calls me. This is over the weekend. She says, do you know what? I said, what? I mean, I say hello. She doesn't even say, she says, do you know what? I said, what? She says, Printer Ink is like expensive.
God. Where she lived underground or something like that?
Well, because I was looking at the brother that she threw away had a cartridge of black. That's it. Because it was that old.
She got a color printer?
And so she got a color printer.
Oh, that's where they get it.
In the 1970s.
And she says, this ink is so expensive. I went to Costco. It's really expensive. I said, well, you can probably find knockoff brands on the internet and save a lot of money. That's what I do. And
she
says, okay, but I bought it today because I got a low ink indicator. And I said, okay, well, good luck with that. She says, have you ever changed your ink? I said, well, sure. It's easy. You pop them out, you pop them in. She's like, okay, cool. And so I'm doing some more work. 20 minutes later, she calls. She says, is there a trick to this?
Like putting the printer cartridges in?
Yeah, I said, there's no trick. They pop out and you pop in. She says, well, I've put them back in. I popped them all out and I put in the new ones and it still says low ink indicator. I said, what everyone says, have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in? She says,
yeah,
I haven't tried that. I said, all right, turn it off, unplug it, wait 5 minutes, plug it back in, call me back. Okay. She calls me back. She says, I've still got a low ink indicator. I ran a test sheet and everything. And I said, okay, try taking them all out and try putting them all back in again. Maybe it needs to re-sort of register because hers is a generation newer than mine. Maybe there's something new about it. I don't know.
She get a Packard?
She's rocking an HP, yeah. And yeah, so it's the blue and white one.
Rocking an HP, I like.
And so she calls me back. She says, I still have a low ink indicator. I said, and it's printing? She says, printing okay, but that indicator is really bothering me. And I said, man.
Oh, I know what she did.
I don't know.
I think I know what she did.
I don't know what to tell you. Let me think on it, and I'll go on the end. And I start searching around. 20 minutes later, I get a call back. She says, you know that kitchen scale you got me for Christmas? I said, yeah. She says, I started weighing my ink cartridges. Do you know I put the empty magenta back in? It was 10 grams lighter than the full one.
Like a drug dealer.
Yeah, exactly. And I can just see
that's
my
how
mom.
She,
yeah,
that's how
with
she
a
did.
Kitchen
she
scale.
Got a she got them mixed up.
Yeah, she did.
I was going to think she didn't take the little tape.
Oh, the thingy?
Part.
Yeah.
Pull
yeah.
that.
No,
thingy,
she did that, you know? Okay, but I said, you mustn't ever. I said, what did you do? She said, I took them all out and set them aside and then opened all the new ones and then put them in. I said, no, 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 no. Put them in one at a time. That way you won't
God
get them
mixed. Bless her.
But she's rocking
at
the
least
HP and doing good.
She uses a computer. My mom, God rest her soul, never even used a computer. While she was alive, she chose
never did?
Not to. Never. And I would. I
would think
I
she'd be into like Zoom and stuff. I mean,
no.
Wow.
No.
Or Skype.
Well,
yeah.
she's
better
she was
off.
Dead before Zoom.
She was better off.
Well,
Mike.
Skype. She could have yeah. Skyped or something.
She could have Skyped back yeah. in the day. But no, it was. She never, never did that. She never did. And she didn't. It was a pointed thing. My mom was savvy. She could do. She actually just. It was almost a protest. Her own little protest. Yeah.
My mom loves to do that stuff, although she's not, as we've discussed in the past, the best at it. When we spent an afternoon trying to enable the camera on her laptop when she realized there was no camera on her laptop. I said, did you download the driver?
I mean, it's kind of a hole right at the top of a laptop.
Yeah, well,
we
were doing it via telephone, so it was hard to check. Now, also a quick technology nod to my daughter, Julia, who is doing a project where she has to use different media. She's a graphic design major at VCU, even though distance learning. So it had to be like, instead of paint or sculpture, it had to find a different media. So she wanted to preserve a playlist onto a cassette tape. And I...
Like a mixtape?
Yeah, exactly. And that was a viable option for her because she was like making a soundtrack to the project. And she says, Dad, do you have the ability to burn a cassette? And I just never heard the phrase before. Like on fire? She says, no. You know how you put music and it goes on a tape? I said, you mean record songs? She said, yeah.
You don't burn a cassette.
You don't burn a cassette. And I actually went down and I had in my, because I'm a hoarder, I had an unopened TDK cassette. And I said, honey, we're in business. And I fired up my cassette deck, my dual cassette deck.
What
from
is
the
she
80s.
Gonna do with the cassette tape and music on it for graphic design?
It has What's to that? Do with a multimedia presentation where they have to use different formats. And because, the modern format is like
digital.
A Spotify list or digital.
Yeah.
It had to be a different.
Right.
So I had to piece together, Frankenstein together a cord to go from her iPod into my mixer, into the tape deck, and record it on it. I hadn't recorded a cassette.
Well,
in
if you didn't have
years.
One, you could always call Stephen Douglas McIntyre. I'm sure he's got a few. Hope
he's
you're doing well,
plenty.
Stephen. We miss you. I wish you were more online.
That's the tech update from my house. We're
tech.
Burning cassettes and we're weighing magenta cartridges.
And with your mom, it sounds like you're burning daylight too. Anyway,
I don't know why this camera doesn't work.
We'll come back, take a look at our news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomerashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. The coronavirus has affected a lot of people in a lot of ways, but every now and then it hits a little too close to home. Good afternoon to you. My name is Mike O'Mara. I regret to inform you that today I received a certified letter from the board of directors at Merriweather Post Pavilion informing me that thanks to COVID-19, they have been forced to cancel the 2021 session of the Mike O'Mara Young Impressionist Camp.
I'm sorry, Mike.
This is heartbreaking to me because there is nothing more rewarding and frankly heartening than teaching mimicry to the talent of tomorrow. Today, my heart is empty. If you were wondering, this is the reason I always took a vacation from TMOS every summer. I did it for the kids. So many great alumni. I taught a Jonas brother, two One Directions, Mark Addy, Scott Pelley, Chris Freites, Wayne Rogers, Stuttering John, Lark Voorhees, John Paul Flame, Tina Yothers, and the great Armie Hammer.
I
all
remember
came
that.
The camp.
I remember that.
I'll never forget sharing a hot breakfast with my proteges on the very same stage that once hosted both Jackson Brown and 38 Special.
What a night.
Memories. But don't worry, I promised to teach a few voices on the TMOS bonus show this summer. So if you want to perfect your Ed Sullivan, just hit up MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. Sure, we may not be bunking up together this July in the hidden cabins of Symphony Woods in Columbia, Maryland, but at least we can do virtual voices. I want to hear your Cary Grant via Zoom. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Did you know that Meriwether Post was in Symphony Woods?
Symphony Woods.
That's true.
The hidden cabin. And if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send you a certificate of completion and a passport to the Asport.
Nice.
Please support the TMOS bonus show, You Dirty Rat. Thank you very much.
News.
Boo. The ratings for Super Bowl 55 have been delayed.
Why?
Nielsen is saying they're still processing and verifying the results.
Oh, are they sick?
Not sure why. That said, the early numbers say that the Super Bowl attracted a better rating in Boston than Tampa Bay.
Mm. Wow.
That's
Florida's sad. Florida's weird about sports. That might signal New England isn't over Tom Brady yet, or that they were tuning in hoping to watch him lose. According to reports, the top four markets from Sunday's Super Bowl were Kansas City, mm-hmm. Boston, Tampa, and Minneapolis. So there's that, but they haven't finished yet. Come on. Ever since that documentary framing Britney Spears came out, everyone's been coming to terms with just how badly Britney was treated, especially by the media. Even the great and powerful Diane Sawyer is taking a hit thanks to a 2003 interview when Britney was just 22 years old. Diane basically blames Britney for her breakup with Justin Timberlake, saying, quote, "You broke his heart. You did something that caused him so much pain, so much suffering. What did you do?" I don't remember that that interview, so I don't know.
Well, I think it was at a time when everyone was sort of coming down on Britney. I know that Diane Sawyer has issued a response to that accusation. Why can I have it here?
Okay.
Leave Britney alone! Please!
Diane Sawyer.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Diane Sawyer.
There's another part of the interview where they talk about a comment made by Maryland's First Lady during a speech at an anti-domestic violence rally. She said, quote, "Really, if I had an opportunity to shoot Britney Spears, I think I would. This is horrible."
Mm-hmm.
Diane almost seemed to defend the woman's comments, telling Britney, quote, "It's because of the example for kids and how hard it is to be a parent and keep all of this away from your kids." So there's now a growing list of people who apparently owe Britney an apology, from Diane Sawyer to late-night hosts like Jay Leno all the way to Justin Timberlake, who's been accused of weaponizing their breakup for the sake of his career. For what it's worth, a so-called insider claims Britney doesn't hold a grudge against Justin and wouldn't want her fans attacking him. So I don't know much about this, but it made the news today, so I thought I'd share it with you.
I think it's sort of a trending topic. I don't think Jay Leno will apologize.
I haven't seen the documentary, but it's trending. And I don't need to revisit that in my life. Am I wrong to say that?
No.
No, because I think we all were, you know, for right or wrong, we were all kind of manipulated a little bit into saying, oh, God, not her again.
Right.
That's normal. I'm curious, though, what does it tell us about this lady that's been in the public eye for so very long and had such amazing rises and falls in her career? I think it's kind of strange. And, these hinky showbiz families, which is what Britney's family
was. I also think that she, like at her head shaving, go to the gas station barefoot worst, was at that era when the media was at its angriest and least kind to celebrities. I think there was sort of a weird confluence of time for her where it almost was okay. Like in the age of shock jockery, it was almost okay to minimize someone. It is a shame that she would be at her absolute lowest at that time.
Well, we will be, I think, scrutinizing media as time goes on more and more. We will move out of this strange time that we're in. And I think ultimately, while I don't believe in fake news, I don't say that, I do believe that the media has to be more responsible in the way that stories are presented, and by putting agenda second and facts first. I believe that. Not all brands have just one name over the length of their existence. Some of them started off with pretty horrible names, and those brands that I'm talking about are bands. Some of these band names were one thing before they were another.
Okay.
So I'm talking about different names.
Right.
I curated 10 of the best ones out of a list of about 20. Number one, the Goo Goo Dolls were the Sex Maggots.
Oh, my God.
Probably a
good move. Did they upgrade?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I've seen them in concert, the Goo Goo Dolls.
Creed. Creed's name was Naked Toddler.
That's not good.
A little weird. The Red Hot Chili Peppers were Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. Good move to switch to Chili Peppers.
Tough to fit that on a marquee.
Limp Bizkit was Blood Fart.
I think they're equals.
Just give it.
They go either way.
Yeah, it says here on my copy. I swear to God, Oscar, is one really any better than the other?
Yeah, I agree.
That's great. Hannah Montana was Alexis Texas, but they changed it because there's actually a porn star with the name Alexis Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Van Halen was Rat Salad. That's common.
Yeah.
A lot of people know
that.
Nickelback was Village Idiot.
Funny.
I love that. I like
Funny.
The Beastie Boys. This is a wild one.
Yeah.
They were the Young Aborigines.
I can see either work for those, for that.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd, their original name was The T-Set.
Oh,
yeah. Hello.
And this is my favorite. I saved this for last. The Bee Gees were known as the Rattlesnakes.
Have you seen their HBO documentary yet? The Bee Gees documentary?
A little bit, bits and pieces.
You got to watch the whole thing. For one reason, is that it is a really wonderful story, well told. But Barry Gibb's upper plate is so loose.
For sure.
How deep is your love? You really almost can't listen to the interviews, Mike, so do check it out.
The website Wallet Hub just ranked the 182 biggest cities in the U.S. from healthiest to least healthy.
Oh,
it's always what you think. The rankings are based on 44 different factors, including overall physical health, overall average mental health, healthcare costs, COVID rates, nutrition, and fitness level. Do you want the unhealthy or the healthy first?
Unhealthy, please.
Unhealthy, the five least healthy are Brownsville, Texas, Laredo, Texas, Gulfport, Mississippi. There it is.
Always.
Shreveport, Louisiana, and Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
The five healthiest cities are also rich. San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, San Diego, and Honolulu. Oh, moolah.
And Oscar, you should know that Shreveport is where Jerry Lee Lewis came from.
Makes sense.
Honey, I just don't feel so good a lot. I'm sluggish.
Yeah, where's my fried banana? And now a little something. A Worcester, Massachusetts man, and by the way, that's how you say it, Worcester.
Isn't it spelled
Worcester? It's Worcester.
Worcester.
And if you're from the area, Worcester.
That's a tricky one.
A Worcester, Massachusetts man had surgery to remove an AirPod from his esophagus last Tuesday after he swallowed the device when he fell. He fell asleep on his couch and somehow he swallowed the device in the middle of the night. The amazing thing is that after the surgery, the AirPods still work.
Hey!
Although he says the microphone is now a bit glitchy. Doctors were also unsuccessful in identifying whether it was the right one or the left one. But then again, so is the rest of the country. Thank you. Never know. Where's the L and the R? Where do you hide it, Apple? What engineer did that? We got to take a break. We'll come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. K-Tel Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners. Jolie.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love.
It drinks a whiskey drink. It drinks a vodka drink.
Have a
site.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box, an ingenious mail-in service that rescues all of your memories that are trapped on videotapes, film reels, and pictures, and it preserves them digitally. Legacy Box makes it easy to bring new life to your old media. I can see real movies of my parents. Cigarettes. Rob can see his kids growing up again right before his very eyes.
So great.
It's like magic. It's like a time machine, and Legacy Box lets you control it. It's so easy. You pack and send. Their team digitizes everything by hand, and you get back digital copies on a thumb drive, DVDs, or the cloud, ready to watch, share, and enjoy. They even send you updates every step of the process because they know that when you send that stuff in, it's treasured
precious
by your family, and they want to let you know they're taking care of it. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we did. Get started preserving your past today. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. Buy today and take advantage of this exclusive offer and then send it in when you're ready. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. Thank you, Legacy Box. We appreciate that. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, Feb 9, 2021. Take it away, Rob.
This is a pretty great Florida man story. Mike, have you ever heard of Oldsmar, Florida?
I have not. There's another town that I've never heard of.
I think it is a burb of Tampa because the Tampa News Service was carrying this story. This is a plot straight out of Batman. A hacker broke into the water treatment plant and poisoned the city's water supply.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
They caught it in time, and they claim that even if they hadn't caught it, a computer would have caught the glitch. But still, the hacker made it into the water treatment plant.
The hacker changed the sodium hydroxide from about 100 parts per million to 11,100 parts per million. The intruder exited the system, and the plant operator immediately reduced the level back to the appropriate amount of 100. Because the operator noticed the increase and lowered it right away, at no time was there a significant adverse effect on the water being treated. Importantly, the public was never in danger.
But that really is, that was one of the things the Joker did in Gotham City, turned the water into Joker jelly. So you have to watch out for that stuff.
Well, I'd love to do a deeper dive, find out why the guy did it, especially with all the talk of domestic terrorism to find that out.
Yeah.
But, you wouldn't think that. You would think that that would actually make news down here and it would be a bigger story, but
I'm surprised you didn't.
You know, when it makes news, when 50 people get killed.
Right.
Otherwise, if there's a great guy doing it.
You're a Brando state, right?
Yes. Brando, listen, Oscar, I know people will always make a joke about it, but it does have what plants crave.
Which is?
And we got a lot of... Oh, by the way, they are strip malling the area down here, and it's very sad to drive out into the country and see the orange groves that when they're going to go in and they're going to use it for development, they just let the oranges die. And it's very sad to see the trees and the bushes.
Yeah.
They're northern Virginia-ing my area of Southwest
and
Florida.
And also, doesn't... I mean, when all those oranges grow and die and rot, they smell, don't they?
Well, I think they hit them when they haven't even grown. So
okay.
These trees that I saw looked dead for a long time.
Mike, are you familiar with Carolyn Bryan?
No.
That's Luke Bryan's wife. And she must be the luckiest lady in town because Luke Bryan has issued what his plans were for Valentine's Day.
You know what? I'm going to start. I had initially thought that I might go duck hunting, but probably not a good idea. So... I'm going to already get the roses in store and try to slip away somewhere, just she and I.
She's a lucky lady.
I think he is as phony as phony can be and manufactures these little things of what he's going to do.
Duck hunting.
He's not going to slip away.
He's punting. You
know? Yeah.
Like, it's so, there's no effort.
Right.
And I don't know when these are recorded.
I don't
know if they're banked on a Sunday, be like, okay, this is what's coming up. You can say
here's
something
my
about
answer.
This. Here's a script.
I'll pander to my base. I'll pander to my fans. Talk about duck hunting. Then I'll pander to the ladies say we're gonna slip away to someplace quiet. Yeah, and it'll be the most romantic Valentine's Day ever, Luke, because you're just so special. Rob, you have succeeded. Do you feel enormous satisfaction that you have succeeded in turning us all to Luke Bryan
haters? I'm glad you're along for the ride. When the teacher does his introductory speech at the beginning of a semester of college, don't you want something like a little bit of a enthusiastic, like a pep talk?
Yeah. Or, you know, here's what we're going to learn.
Exactly. Maybe the handing out of a syllabus. This guy that's teaching college on Zoom busts this out. This is going viral because the students are passing it around.
In my teaching career, which is now 40 years, I've had something like 15 students who were enrolled in my course who have died during the semester. Drowning, murder, heart attack, cancer. So all of you need to be very careful this semester.
Be very careful.
Hold on. He's saying that students of his die.
Right.
So be careful.
He's a person of interest.
Jesus.
A person
how
of interest.
Creepy is
maybe he's
that?
Just spicy things up. He's actually listening at home.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Yeah.
Don't turn off your computer. You might die.
The Zoom call is coming from inside the house. Okay. So if you're a guy and you're doing the dating apps and you're playing fast and loose, be careful because there are girls out there to get you. This was also trending yesterday on TikTok. I found this story fascinating.
I got a little story for you children. My best friend and our favorite nighttime activity is swiping through dating apps together. And when I tell you, my friend came across this man. She said that he was super sweet, so I said, hey, can I match with him too? And she said, sure, why not? And when I matched with him, he did a complete 180. He starts copying and pasting the exact same text to me and my best friend, not knowing that we're literally sitting on the same couch. And I go, wow, do you say this to all the girls? And he said, no, babe, just you. Just out of curiosity to see what his personality is really like, we scheduled dates on the exact same day. Different times, but same day. If we weren't roommates and if she didn't know at the time I was supposed to meet with him, she would have had no idea that she only had 30 minutes with this guy. So if you're trying to pull a fast one over my best friend, you picked the wrong girl.
So watch out, guys.
That's too funny. Guys are dogs.
They are.
Never
they
too
really
early
are.
To realize that. Ooh.
My favorite thing about that is the cutting and pasting. And while we're talking about human relationships, I love this. This is a video from, I think it was on Instagram, from a comedian named Mandy Fabian. Very funny lady. And she supposes what it would be like if you had a phone sex line in the 1940s.
Hello, 1940s phone sex line. How may I help you? Oh, hello, Rex. How are you? Well, I'm swell. Just swell. No, actually, I was just about to slip into the tub for a nice long soak. Well, I suppose you could say I'm a dirty girl. Well, now, Rex, honestly, what on earth would I be wearing in a tub? Not a stitch, that's what. Well, I suppose you can put that anywhere you like. Yes, that would be fine. Oh, I've never seen bigger. Oh, that's swell. I like that. Oh, yes, I like that. Yes, I like that. Yes, I like... What's that? Oh, so soon. Well, aren't you clever? All right, Rex. I'll speak to you next week.
That's your magic audio ball.
That's cool.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another brand new program tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.
Aloha means hello and goodbye. Goodbye.